Hello.
Hey, Will.
Hey.
Okay, the dings are off, and we are live on BBS Radio. Thank you all for joining in. We have a bunch of people who came in over the conference call phone line, and we have some more people joining in. And I welcome those who just came in the last minute. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Good evening. Hi, it's Eric in Phoenix.
Hi, Eric. Welcome to the call. How are you doing?
Oh, thank you. I'm doing great.
All right.
Hi, David in Tennessee.
Hello, David. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right.
We're gonna be in Phoenix tonight.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Like 117 degrees there, isn't it?
I hope the air conditioner still works. We're flying in, actually. And theoretically, this isn't Eric Schofield, is it?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. So we're flying in, and then theoretically we're taking the car going to Sedona. But if we're tired, we might spend the night in Phoenix and have a flash breakfast somewhere.
You're fine.
Welcome back.
Oh, there are. Thank you. I'm at the coffee shop on the other side. Right here.
In here, you mean?
No. Okay. Thank you so much. All right. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Are we on? Okay. All right. Gary, are you on?
Yes, I'm on.
Hello? Gary Bradley. Okay. Well, let's see. Should we start the recording tonight? What do you think? I guess we should. Otherwise, everyone will be screwed up. You know how to start the recorder? Oh, wait, I can start the recording here, I think. Let's see here. All right.
This conference is being recorded.
Okay, welcome, everybody. This is June 26, 2013, Wynn and Terry in Colorado. And right now, we are sitting at an airport, and we're not going to do the normal format tonight because we're in motion and transit. And what I wanted to do is we're at the airport, and just take a moment and bring the energy into this space here at the airport. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light. Surround and protect each person here. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space where only the positive has access, and anything not of that nature must leave now. And we are at the Denver airport, and we are just bringing this energy down through this airport to release any negativity, to uplift all these travelers, to uplift ourselves in a safe journey. And just take a moment of silence. Thank you. And you know what? Terry, you want us to say hello to everybody as a human? Here's the human side of Terry. She's not ready. Right?
Hi, everybody. Here.
Hi, Terry.
Hello. Here we are. Hi. In the Denver airport. It's huge. And it's a different energy. And it really likes the light being called in here.
Did you look at the weird murals and things there?
We haven't seen those.
They painted everywhere. Yeah, they could use some light there from what I've seen of it. So, good to see you there.
So, I hope you have a good call tonight. It's we're going to do a replay, but tonight.
That's probably easy.
Cheers, Gwen.
Thank you. And I want you guys to know, Terry was awesome at this show we did. God, people wouldn't leave the booth. And they didn't even know who she was or what she did. Just her energy was so good. So on that note, Hives, are you there?
What did you say, Wynn?
Hives?
Yes?
Are you going to be on for the whole call?
Yes, I will be.
So you can stop the recording at the end. Oh, maybe you can't. You can. You can do that from your phone, right?
Yes, I need to look at the code for that, though.
Or else Gary can do it. Gary knows how to do it. I showed him how. So Gary, we're going to start this. We're going to mute everybody. And maybe someone will figure out how to have everyone say goodbye after the call's over. I hope so. Or maybe I'll be on if my battery lasts long enough, because we actually have a couple hours till the plane leaves. But here's the mute button.
Muted.
And let's see if Gary can get that. This is the replay from 5/15/13. Go ahead, Gary.
And this is May 15th, 2013. And welcome, everybody on the replays, everybody on the internet, and everybody listening in. And, you know, I've started the policy of keeping my emails open. So some calls, if you send an email and you're in another country and you're listening on the internet and you would like to say something or just send your greetings to everybody, you're welcome to do that. Make you feel more included. This call...
Your line is a little distorted. You have the noise coming in over your line.
I think that's Terry.
Is that?
I think so.
It's me. I'm not making a sound.
No, but hang on a second.
Yeah, your line, Terry.
There we go.
That's it.
There's something noisy on her line. I recognize the noise. Okay.
And any particular email address that you want people to use?
Winfree@Yahoo. WinnFree at Yahoo. And if you're one of those
unmuted
listening on the internet, particularly if you're far away in another country, and you just
muted.
And if you're far away in another country, I'll be sure and as long as your email is nice, I'll read it. I don't think we have room for any more
unmuted.
And I think we can stop
muted.
And we're never ready. And I should say, before I officially start and call in the light, you know, in truth, answers to questions usually don't matter. And on these calls, there's something that happens in the spaces of the call. There's a blending, there's a connection, and even though we can't see you, and you can't see us, there is something that happens that is beyond the rational mind, because we feel things on this call. We feel connections on this call. We feel many people have transformations of their energies on these calls. And they come in depressed and they leave uplifted. And there's something that some people call the unity field, the source field, which is David Wilcock is calling it. There's a field that ties the entire universe together. And it's a field of energy, which I don't know if we can really understand it, because it's not in physics type energy, but it's you start going to the basic building block of the universe, and you start accessing that energy. And when we start accessing, then it starts flowing through all of us in a way that you can feel something. You can feel something in your body. And if you're new on the call, just monitor that, because it's not trivial. And you may not feel it on the first call. You have to get your mind out of the way. So part of getting your mind out of the way is asking questions, okay? And it just kind of keeps you distracted for a bit so the energies can work. And what's the idea of feeling these energies? It becomes a reference point that you can carry into your life. That it means that you start living your life from the perspective of this field rather than the physical universe or the physical world or the earth. And everything can be transmuted in this field. So all those things that seem like obstacles, hurts, pains, rejections, challenges, this is also a creational field. In other words, you can create from this field. And when you start creating from this field, you're creating from the top down. And then you can have synchronicities, miracles, and everything else. So it's kind of a cool thing to become familiar with, this field energy. And on that note, I'm going to do this little invocation to the light.
Yes, I'll sound check with Terry, please.
A sound check with Terry?
Yes.
Yeah, I just unmuted myself.
We hear you.
Yeah, it is. Hey, I think it seems better if she hangs up and calls in again, Terry, I think.
You want me to call in again?
No, I think she's...
Okay.
You know that noise you're hearing? I don't know what it is. Terry, are you on your cell phone?
Yeah.
I mean, you could call in on UMA, and maybe it won't have it. There's kind of a background static on your cell phone. But I don't know if we should bother, because we can hear you. And I think it's bearable, don't you think, guys? What do you think?
I say no.
You say no.
It's too annoying.
You want to call it again on UMA?
Can I plug your phone into the UMA phone? Because I can't have my head up against the UMA phone for an hour.
Why don't you call in on UMA, and I'll come in and I'll bring you a headset that you can plug into UMA, okay?
All right.
Although you should have one. But hurry up and do it, because we're running out of time. And I'm just going to... Guys, why don't you tell a joke for about 1 minute, and I'll be right back.
Okay. All right. Well, instead of telling a joke, the email that came out tonight regarding tonight's call, you've got questions, we've got answers, and one of the questions is, will our ascension be an event as a quick and instant occurrence? That's a neat question. And another one, is any soul in the universe allowed to incarnate on Earth? And is there a maximum amount of souls can be on Earth?
So I'm interested to hear those answers. Further, when also those people who send the card to Carla, Carla, my love, and all of you and your well-being. It's great that she gets so much attention. I'm which will please her a lot, and thanks for that. So I thank you all for being here, and I want to thank those who joined over the internet. My thoughts are also with Julia. I'm thinking of you, Julia, and my love goes out to you, and that's all I want to share with you right now. Thank you for being here. As we get our communication straightened out. All right, I hear Terry in the background.
Bye.
I can bring up another quote I read tonight.
Heist, do we have any idea when Carla might be joining the calls again?
No, I have not heard about that. No, I don't. Let's see.
Okay, is this better, Heist?
It sounds kind of hollow, but yes, I think so. At least we're rid of that noise.
Okay.
Yes, it sounds a lot better now, yes.
Okay, good.
Terry, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
All right, thank you so much for being here. It's a blessing.
Thank you for being here, Heist. Thank you.
Yeah, all right. Well, thank you for thanking me. And
good to hear your voice.
We are all one, and... another thing that I think is ultimately is service to others is the perfect service to self. And
all right. Around the
way, but
can you hear me? Can you hear me, guys?
Yes, Wynn.
And Terry, let's hear you.
Okay, I'm here on Uma.
All right.
Perfect.
Thanks to Ray Wheeler.
Is that better, Heis?
That's awesome.
There's no background static. Okay. Here we go. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy, radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and anchored into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And our sources here and ready to greet us.
We greet you in the one, in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are here this 15th day of May, 2013, and we are delighted to make contact with each and every person who wishes contact made with them. And it is like the completion of the circuit, so that individuals who have become totally disconnected and feel that they are separated and are alone have lost the connection, the completion, the wholeness, the completion of the circuit. And we are service to others, and we are a free will agency, so we do not interfere, and we do not contact you unless you have a desire to be contacted. And you need to ask if you want assistance. People in your realm who have taken on the atmosphere of isolation sometimes forget about asking, that the abundance is there for people who ask and who can receive and can have the concept that they can receive love, that they can receive abundance. Do you have questions?
You know what? You guys must be reading my first question, okay? This is from Shri in Buffalo Grove, Illinois. When I get in the car to get to work every morning, I say this out loud. Dear Ra, dear Elohim, make this day a peaceful day for me, my family, Lynn, Terry, Daphne, Carla, and each person in the group. Help us help ourselves make today go by smooth. Nobody deserves a tough day. Thank you for being with us. And Shri says, I've been doing this for the past few months now, and I must say it has made a noticeable difference in my work life for better since then. It would be wonderful to know that they have anything to do with it and that they can hear me when I say these words at the beginning of the day. Thank you. Love to all. Shri.
Thank you, Shri. Yes, we hear you. We hear you. We are with you. And we are available to you. And it does our energy heart good to be in contact with you. There is much abundance available to everyone. And if you ask, if you bring it up, then we can help you and give you assistance. And you yourself, by putting it out there, since all is one, are making the connection with that which you wish.
Thank you. David Worcester asked some questions, and I think he was commenting on some things I said when I said at some other event on discernment, when I was talking about sometimes channels are untrustworthy, they come from negative sources, they come from bleed-through, and I said, and we say this over and over again, don't believe even our channelings. Take what resonates, take what you can make practical, take what you can use to uplift yourself. And you know that's real because you used it. And things that are information, you can keep out there and say this is possible. But if you can't personally validate it, then it's better not to believe it or repeat it until it's validatable. And in that talk on discernment, I said, I talked about a lot of things that I can't personally validate, but that I have asked questions about, and I've cross-referenced some of it with Carla Ruckert, and I came to conclusions about it. One is that many people are talking about discernment, and they're thinking that everything's going to go hunky-dory when there's discernment, not discernment, disclosure, which disclosure is the word for the government acknowledging that there are ETs. And the problem with that is, I don't think that's going to happen. Never will it happen, honestly, because there is too much collusion about that within our politics for them to ever want that to publicly come out. But many people think ETs are going to save us, and that's not my information. This is one of those things I'm telling you what I kind of do. I'm not saying it's true. I mean, I hope ETs save us. But the point is, if there was a spaceship landing out there, there's no way
I'm going to go on it. And if one happens to land, check in our call, hear what our sources say. But one of the plans is to bring people to their knees financially, economically, and then land spaceships and have them get aboard or have, you know, negative ETs, you know, be in charge of our planet. Well, that happens. There's not much you can do about it. But don't think it's positive, because I don't believe it's going to be positive. And everything I've studied has indicated it would not be positive. And when it comes to ascension, even our work, when we first started, they were talking about ascension and rapture, mostly through Daphne. And I'm not sure that was positive. I'm not so sure that ascension and rapture are things from revelations in the Bible, which I did a whole talk on, which you can go search on thespiritchannel.net. Look up Revelations, and you'll come up with the talk I did on Revelations, where I didn't think Revelations was positive. It didn't come from Jesus. It came 300 years or something, or so many years after Jesus, through someone who heard a voice in his head. And Revelations is scary. It creates all the scary stuff happening. And the way that the negative works, they can make very long-range plans. So they'll do something like Revelations, and then that'll get into the consciousness of everybody, and it'll create fear, and it also gives them an excuse to actually make events happen that would make people think it was Revelations. Like, for example, in the Edgar Cayce material, through David Wilcock, it was said that both Cayce and Wilcock had negative sources. And Cayce's most famous channeling is what I call his devastation prophecy, where everything's going to disappear, California's going down in the blink of an eye, New York's going down in the blink of an eye, Tokyo's going down, and watch for this. And then they said that was from a negative source. And when I studied Cayce's thing, I found out that it wasn't Cayce's normal voice that was talking to him. But the point is, anytime there's a channeling, it can be negative. And if it's going to be negative, the chances are it will create fear. It will create belief in something in the future, and it won't bring you into the energy of the present moment. If you're waiting for something in the future to happen to save you, you're probably following something negative. Because if you're waiting for Jesus to come, if you're waiting for spaceships to land, or anything like that, it's probably negative. Because the positive sources have the goal of helping you to be in the moment and experience the field, and experience yourself as a creational being, not a passive being, but a creational being who learns how to access the frequencies of your own consciousness to be able to create your life from a higher place than the contraption on this planet. And so David's question was, will our ascension be an event as a quick and an instant occurrence, or will it take 5 years, 100 years, or will those not ready for it just drift out of our lives and be a memory as the planet slowly gets more harmonies and peaceful over time? At least tell me that, because I'm dying to know. Thank you, David. This is one of those things that you can't validate. And that I have asked questions about it. I have researched other people. And from the most recent question to our sources, most people are not going to ascend or in a rapture-type way, that they're going to die. And if they meet the requisite requirements, which is the open heart, they will have an astral ascension. And in order to have a physical body ascension, all your chakras have to be open slightly more than half. And most people don't have that. So I adopted the policy, my policy, you want to be ready, then the deal is, if you can say, I can die in this moment, and I'm complete with everything, you're ready. And if there's something you're incomplete with, if there's an experience you need to have, if you need to forgive yourself or someone, hurry up and do it. If you need to be comfortable, make money so you're not in fear. Do it. Do what it takes so that you're in the moment and you don't have fear and you can accept whatever happens, because you are going to die. And whether you go to another dimension or whether or not, it's like you can be ready for it. That way, and learn how to be in an expansive space, which is part of what we're doing on these calls. So if you're in an expanded space and you die, my thinking is you're in good shape because you've created the anchor points to move into other dimensions. Now, that may not be correct. And in fact, I'm going to turn it over to Terry. I'm going to give them the opportunity to correct me, to say it from their point of view, and any clarification on these questions. Thank you.
Thank you. As we look at this whole area that your question has brought up, we see that there are various agendas, and that aside from any of the agendas that any of the groups have, there is the long established route for an individual who is transitioning. And this route, when they are centered, the individual who's transitioning is centered and is positively oriented toward the light and can handle in their life the acceptance of the light, the shining of the light. See, each and every person has a light. And as you resonate in a service to other way, your light gets stronger. As you resonate with being able to receive, your light gets stronger. You are able to maintain your light body easier. You are able to maintain your health. And you are able to maintain your centering no matter what happens when you transition. The transitioning connects you up with light, which the light can shine upon your own self and can then merge and connect with your own light and bring you into resonance with the area that you wish to be at, with the resonances you wish to be at, with the resonances you need to work through the next thing that you are in your growth, in your path, that you are ready to take on. Sometimes things are not, although they have been introduced to one's path as karma, the individual is not ready to take them on. So then they set them aside and they do not take them on until they are ready. There has been the idea of ascension where everyone leaves at once. And we do not see that except as at some point, and we do not project this, But if the skin of the earth moves at one time, crustal displacement, it would make for a lot of people leaving at one time. We see that there are set places, realms, which people can go. And as they transition, it depends where they go, depends upon their ability to handle the light. We are aware of the channelings that say that there is a parallel earth, that people will go to the parallel earth and will stay in a holding pattern until earth is ready to resume. And this could be somewhere down the line, but we do not see it in the near future. There is time, and an individual, regardless of the earth changes, has the control over their own future to be able to build their light body so that they can choose. And it is not necessarily choosing to come back to the reconstructed ideal earth. The individual can move into the heavenly realm, can get debriefed, can work with angelic beings, can then work with what their future track, their best future track for their own growth is for that individual. This is the long tested, proven path of moving to a higher realm. And there are civilizations, beings, caring beings, angelic beings there that are willing to work with individuals and equipped to work with individuals to debrief them and to welcome them to a realm that is full of love, where the person can expand and connect and can then express, have some time to express the things that have happened in their human realm. And they can then see what the connections are, depending upon the strength of the person's light body and their desire to work through their karma. We see, do you have further questions?
Well, we have a question from Merrill Woodard that she's been asking, and I've been avoiding it. And if I ask this question, if it's going to cause any negative energies to come in, please just say pass and we'll skip it. But it has to do with those people that are talking about how things are moving into a silicon-based body as opposed to a carbon-based body. And according to some of the things we've read, the silicon-based body has to do with the ETs that are creating new bodies for the lower Earth, and that may exist for some people who would take that path, but I don't know if that's true. Can you just address this in a way which keeps the energy fairly clear?
Thank you. We do not wish to address that subject at this time, as it branches out into areas that are not asked.
thank you. Okay, we'll skip that. And Meryl, you can do, if you really want to know, do internet searches, but it's sounds like it's not a good scenario to pay too much attention to. Thank you. Next question here is from Sky in Boulder, Colorado, Sky Canyon. And he has a friend, Janice and Jay, just put down J period, who passed years ago. And he believes that they have been accessible to communicate with and that they feel like gatekeepers into other realms. In other words, in his physical existence right now, he feels a connection with these two people. And he didn't ask this, but I'll ask it. Is that a real connection? And do they have a connection with the Elohim, or, and I'll add this to his question, or the angelic realm?
Thank you. Yes, there is a real connection between these two, particularly with Jay, and they are opening portals and opening energies for you as a service to other, we don't wish to say project, gift to you. And they have much love for you, and your work with them is important, and they realize it, and they send you their regards, and they are relieved to know that they are received and they are understood, and they are profoundly thankful for the connection with you, and the work is important, or they wouldn't do it. They are working with you. They didn't like our choice of words there. It is open to help you in and with your path. It is three people working together for the highest good here. And there are gifts to be gotten that have not been yet realized from this connection, these connections.
Thank you. Tony in San Clemente asks, in which tense, he has a whole bunch of questions about archangels, and I'll just read it all through. In which, I'm going to start off, he didn't ask this, so this will be my beginning question. What is an archangel? In which density densities do angels and archangels exist? Do archangels ever take bodies in 3D? Do souls from the lower realms ascend to the position of archangel, or is that a position that they are created for? How many archangels are there? How many can dance on the head of a pin? He's kidding about that one. And he's asking this because he's been told he has two archangels in his presence. And if that's true, that's me asking. I never assume anything is true. If that's true, how do I receive information or connect with them?
Thank you. You are connected with them. And they are working with you. The archangels can be developed from an individual who aspires to becoming an archangel. It takes a great deal of work, and the archangels extend, each archangel's influence extends over a number of realms coincidingly. And therefore, they have the ability, depending upon which archangel it is, in that they can
have the ability to bring gifts to the individual who is connecting in the protection or working with an archangel. The archangels are on their own path of evolution and have chosen that path to not only help other individuals and to be protectors and guardians with regarding certain aspects of existence and manifestation, depending upon the archangel. Some of them have their own specialties, and they are also in a state of expansion and growth and get much growth from filling the position of being an archangel. They can be very good allies, and we wish you all of the best for growth and in these connections. Thank you.
Thank you. Sri, who we asked the question about, who is asking for bringing their energies in, he says, he just sent me an email. When they took my name and said, Sri, we hear you, it brought tears to my eyes. I felt so honored. My heart filled up with so much love for them and all of you. Thank you, Lynn and Terry, for bringing them to us and making me part of this, Sri. So thank you, Sri, for sharing that. And next question is, Carolyn sent in a bunch of questions. Let me see. We have 10 minutes. Maybe we can ask a couple of them. Carolyn in Anchorage, Alaska, is any soul in the universe allowed to incarnate on Earth? And is there a maximum amount of souls that can be on Earth?
Thank you. Any soul in the universe is governed by the laws in how they relate to their surroundings, to their local surroundings, to their master surroundings, since they are related in a way, in an orientation, when they are coming into the universe, then this orients their direction in where they manifest. The birth of an individual on Earth goes through the conjunction of the resonances the individual has in the desire for his growth experience. So an individual will herself determine whether they are going to incarnate on Earth or not. It takes a certain frequency of being, a certain electrical potential, a certain ability to move with electrical currents, to express enough electrical potential to operate a body in the Earth atmosphere, to be able to incarnate on Earth. Some individuals are not capable of that, and therefore they would most likely not even attain to doing that. It takes everything coming together, all the resonances, the desires, the intentions, for an individual to incarnate on Earth. And even then, when they check out Earth, they can choose their parents to have the optimum opportunity to work through their own karma. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll add a question to that.
We know there have been instances where souls have been moved to Earth from other planets. I won't say we know, but we've read in the raw material, lots of souls to continue their evolution, in which case those souls were not able to make a choice. They were tangled up, and it was the service of the Ra group to move them here so they could continue their evolution. On our planet, if we were looking at percentages, what's the percentage of souls that have been moved here from in one situation to another or another? And what's the percentages of souls that consciously chose to be here?
There was a great movement of souls here after the disaster, and the viability of where these individuals were was no longer available to them, so they were moved here, and things were very hard. There was a group of people that were totally tangled up by the, and light bodies become tangled in a disaster on Meldak, and in an effort to help these individuals out, they were moved to Earth, and they were so intensely and profoundly affected by this tangling that they could not have enough energy available to immediately walk on their own, and they gradually over time began to right themselves and began to be able to operate in the Earth sphere. So there was a movement, and there was movement of different races here in the hopes that they could get together and they could talk. It was, in a sense, an experiment to bring different races here from different planets, who had, the planet of which had come into a problem, and the success of this bringing everyone together was a limited success.
Let me ask a question. Aside from Maldek, where in these other cases where souls were moved here, who was doing the moving?
It was the Ra group.
It was always the Ra group?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, continue. I'm sorry to interrupt.
The individuals have been working through this entanglement, this dilution of their light body, and it is important for the development of the light body for the individual to become his own creative center and to not robotically rely on others. Although family groups are important and training is important and meshing with the environment is important, the individual needs to develop their own centers, their own energies, their own self-perspective, their own light body to shine brightly as they are source. And they are the source of their life. And they, by maintaining and increasing their own light, they can be of service to others and themselves. Thank you.
Thank you. I want to make a comment about Merrill's question about silicone-based, and that is, if you evaluate how we received that answer, I would say that any particular source that is talking about silicon-based bodies to be scrutinized that very carefully. Be sure that it's positive, because it didn't seem like that was indicated as a positive thing, even though it's true. So, next question here is from another one from Carolyn. Do the laws of physics apply outside of our solar system?
Thank you. This question makes us smile. And we realize that there are refined laws in your solar system and out of your solar system that apply uniformly, and it takes perception in the higher energies, the higher frequencies, to be able to follow what is available, the toolbox of vibration, the toolbox of healing. So looking at things from a higher perspective, there are a whole range of tools that are unknown and seem like miracles to you in your realm, not you particularly, but to you, the people in general in your realm, that can be available if one knows about them, and we can bring this to you based upon whether you can follow the energies and have faith in enough to look and see whether this can be true or not. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, it's 6:55. Give closing comments.
We are delighted to be with each and every one of you. It is a moment of profound sanctity, and we thank you.
And thank you for being here. And I just wanted to let you know, on a call we did on Monday with Michael, and we talked to him about his healing experiences, I did do a little session yesterday, and I got a clear go-ahead that it was okay to recommend him, that his sources were positive, and that they... that it would be good for him and good for some of the people. So he's operating on a donation basis, and if you want to try it and you get great results, you can donate more if anyone is interested and heard that call. And we'll be reporting. Please, if you do something, let me know how it works out, and we'll keep kind of a track record of the successes here. And on that note... Carla Ruckert is still on the mend and doing well. And take a moment and let's just connect with that field energy and put the intention out for planetary healing, for personal healing. And on that note, Owen Mutual... Everyone's unmuted, and we'll see you next time. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Will.
Unmuted.
Thank you very much.
Will, what is Michael's phone number?
I really love you all. Everybody have
send me an email.
Okay.
Thank you, Will.
Thank you.
All right, you, Will.